Something About Mary teaches to us.
Hello, I'm Dominic. I'm 27. I'm from North London and I'm going to speak to you about Mary. Mary for me has been a difficult journey for someone to get to know over the years. I'm brought up a Catholic but went away from my faith at university age and came back into a sort of faith through a non-Catholic denomination. And through that time, although I found my faith with Jesus a bit stronger, my relationship with the Catholic Church, and particularly obviously Mary in that case, was a little bit, completely obliterated. So I didn't really pray Hail Marys at all at that point. In fact, I was quite worried that the times I did pray it that I was in error. But anyway, the good news is that I came back to the faith, which is amazing, and through the sacrament of the Eucharist. But taking with that was obviously all these damages, I guess, from the Protestant domination I was in such a case that I could not even say the word Hail for the start of the Hail Mary. But over time, through healing and through progress and through just general my journey, I managed to actually say full Hail Mary, and then I managed to say decades, and then it got to the point where I was praying the rosary and I even felt maybe the presence of Mary, I thought. So it's been a roundabout journey for my journey to Mary. But the place I'm at now with Mary, for me, is as someone who I turn to almost automatically now, whereas before it would be someone I wouldn't have as far from my mind as possible. So Mary really now has become re-alive in my life and more stronger than before, than when I was praying to her before my lapse. So I really do feel close to her now and I feel her presence, and I'm still learning all the time. But to me, I know now she's my mother.